All right. It's good practice today. Again, these guys are out here competing. They're having fun, and they're getting better. And so that's a good sign. And again, you know, it was a little bit of give and take on both sides of the ball. But I think overall, really, you know, offensively and defensively, I think we've been pretty crisp over the last couple of days. So we'll have another good practice tomorrow, and then it'll be a player's day off after that. So I like where we're headed as a football team.
Did Tuck just have a veteran day off?
He's got a little bit of a groin that was bothering him. I don't think it's anything serious, but so somewhat of an injury, somewhat of a veteran's day off.
It looked like Shelby Harris maybe took some first-team reps over the last couple days. Coach Williams had some nice things to say about him. What have you seen? Have you been impressed by his growth at all?
Yeah, I have. You know, I mean, you know, Shelby's a kid that you know, was out of football last year. And when he came in during the OTAs, he was probably a little bit out of football shape, maybe a little bit heavy, lost some weight during the time off. He's come back. He's about 273 pounds, I think it was, when he weighed in today or at the start of training camp. And so I've seen a lot of improvement out of him. And he's a guy that we thought had some explosion and some pass rush ability. So he's quietly, you know, began to move himself up the depth chart. So hopefully he'll continue to improve.
Did you see more like strides from Tony Bergstrom today than just the second day as head center?
Yeah. I mean, he's been more consistent with the snaps, and you know, I think that's something that we want to continue to work and continue to take a look at. You know, he's going to need to take some reps at center, and Booth's going to need to take some reps at guard. So trying to work that flexibility as much as we can to so when we get to a game day roster, you know, the more you can do as a backup player, the easier it is to get him to the game.
Would you say this is one of Derek's best days so far in camp?
Well, I think he's had a lot of good days. He obviously threw a couple nice balls today. The one play to, you know, D-Mac down the sideline was a heck of a throw and a good read. I think he's on track for where we want him to be, and he's continued to improve, you know, on a daily basis. So pleased with where Derek Carr is. Yeah.
Coach, what have you seen from Mike Davis both in special teams and what have you seen from him?
Well, special teams, you know, we really haven't had a lot of real live drills in the special teams yet. A lot of it's been, you know, fundamental and technique type of work. So it's a little bit hard to judge that. But I've seen some good things, you know, when he's playing receiver. But like all these young players, I'm looking for more consistency, you know, out of all these young guys. So I've been pleased, but he's still got a long way to go.
How about Jeremy Stewart? What's he mean to the club, Jeremy Stewart? What do you like about him?
Well, Jeremy's a kind of a jack of all trades. I mean, he can do a lot of different things for us. He's been very reliable, very dependable. He's been one of our better special teams players. So I'm happy with what I'm seeing out of Jeremy. I think we've got a very talented backfield and really kind of a crowded backfield. There's a lot of players there. So it's going to be a nice competition to see how that all shakes out.
Have you been pleased with what you've seen from Menelik Watson?
I have. I've been very pleased with what I've seen out of Menelik. And, you know, the key with Menelik is can he continue to put days back-to-back? And so far to this point, he's been able to do that. So, and I think he's continuing to learn, you know, every day, you know, getting an opportunity to go against you know, Woodley and Tuck and Khalil Mack and some of those guys.
You feel like he's just coming here with a different attitude, maybe more of a positive attitude than a year ago?
Well, I don't know if I'd classify it that way, but what I would say is that he's beginning to understand what it takes to be a pro. And that's not too uncommon with young players, with rookie players when they come in. They don't really fully understand what it takes to be a pro. I think last year was a little bit of a shock to his system. And that there was a lot that went into being a pro football player, and so I have seen a different demeanor or a different sense of urgency out of him, I guess I would say, this year.
When you have the officials meeting like you did last night, and they're talking about changes in points of emphasis. They were talking about how if you grab somebody's jersey, it's not like whether or not it peed to the route, it's an automatic flag. And they were talking about how much they're going to be on the lookout for illegal contact, that sort of thing. Do you coach to that right now, right away? Do you kind of wait to see how it plays out? I mean, do you think they'll see how they're really going
to... Well, you know, I think throughout the season there's always a constant, you know, kind of adjustment to... And really within each game, there's a little bit of an adjustment to exactly how they're calling it. It's probably not unlike, you know, a pitcher in baseball or a batter in baseball having to adjust to an umpire strike zone. Yeah. You know, they're not all exactly the same. They don't call it exactly the same way. So we do have to understand what the rules are and be able to adjust to what the rules are.
Coach, from day one of camp, you've been pretty adamant saying that Matt Schaub is my starting quarterback. Do you say that in part, I guess just partially, to take pressure off Derek, that you're not expecting him to perform or play right away?
No, I say that because I think, you know, Matt Schaub's our starting quarterback. Okay. And he's done everything that we've asked him to do. And I like the way our offense is being run right now. So I think, you know, when you have a veteran like that, playing that position, I think that makes you a better football team.
Let me phrase it differently. Do you like the fact not to put pressure on a rookie quarterback? Is that something part of your philosophy, just not to put in more pressure than you need to?
Well, not when you have a guy like Matt Schaub as your starter. You know, then there's no need for anybody to have pressure. You know, the pressure really comes from within in trying to improve every day. You know, that's really what the pressure is. It's not external pressure. It's internal pressure to try to continue to improve. You know, Derek he's attacked it the right way. He comes out here every day to go to work and continues to get better.
With Justin Tuck and Antonio Smith missing time, who picks up the slack? Who's the next man up, so to speak?
Well, Shelby Harris has gone in and played some in Justin's spot. You know, Khalil Mack comes in some instances to take some of those reps. We've used a variety of people inside. You know, Pat Sims, Jelly's gone in there. I mean, we've got a variety of guys that can take up that slack, both for Antonio and Justin.